Welcome to the Mill Spouse Coffee House Podcast.
Your podcast baristas, Leslie and Brittany, have a latte on their minds.
My kid gets in the dishwasher, that's the first thing she grabs is the knife. To, like, use all the help. All the help. Am I the only one that's weirded out by that situation?
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask.
You don't have to get dressed. You can do online hungover, y'all.
That's true. Yeah. Y'all.
That's funny.
Here are your hosts, Leslie and Brittany.
As a Millspo, it can be impossible to find a career that can survive the stretches of solo parenting, PCS moves, and deployments. We can also feel really lost when everything feels like it's all about our spouse and their career. Esther Inman is a fellow military spouse and has been working online for the last 5 years. She's helped over 500 women work online with real work, paid by the hour or salary. She has a free class about how anyone can get started. You can enroll at 90dayva.com. That's 90dayva.com. Esther is 100% committed to helping as many of you work online as possible, so check out her next free class at 90dayva.com.
Are we recording?
We should be, or it's doing it now.
It's, I think we're on.
We are on.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the Mill Spouse Coffee House Podcast,
where we need a lot of coffee this morning.
I was emailing somebody this morning and I completely spelled their name wrong, like left out like four letters. It was super embarrassing. And then I was like, oh, just kidding. I'm so sorry.
Ooh, that's rough. But, you know what happened to me?
What?
I put gas in my car and it didn't automatically shut off. So I spilled gasoline all over the place at the gas station.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Yeah, so I smell like gas because I had to come straight here and then like hop on. So it was awesome.
Was that in between you messaging me saying, let me get home? Oh my gosh, that literally just
happened. I was sitting in the car messaging you and then I heard this noise because it's raining also. So I was like, oh, okay, it's probably just water. Like it's raining. Nope. Gasoline. There's probably 3 or 4 gallons that I paid for it and it's on the ground. So, and then I couldn't find my keys because I wanted just to like leave really fast so that nobody was, you know, so I didn't get stairs longer than necessary.
Oh,
nope. Couldn't find the keys. Somehow they had like flown over to the other side of the car on the ground.
That's
on the floorboard.
Crazy.
So,
hang on a second.
Yeah. And Lou was like, Mom, they're probably in your bag. Mom, they're probably right here. I'm like, I don't have my bag. That's a catch. I don't know.
Oh, no. And then your play date bailed on you this morning.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Listen, souls were crushed, but whatever. I'm just kidding. It really wasn't that big of a deal. Lula had no idea what friend we were supposed to meet, and there was other kids there, so she just thought those were the friends.
Well, there you go. That's even better. So she didn't even know.
Right. She didn't.
Well,
but I had to rush out of here to get there on time. And then nobody was there.
Don't you just love that?
Mm. So, yeah.
Fun times.
Morning.
Fun.
Gas fumes and coffee is what I'm running off of this morning.
I'm running on gas fumes and coffee. There you go.
That's the title of this podcast.
Running on gas fumes and coffee. So what else do you have going on in your world?
Ooh, PCS is coming. Yeah, so last night, y'all, Brittany was like, hey, what are we going to talk about tomorrow? And I was like, I don't know because we're talking about where we could be PCSing and I am stressed. And yeah.
Then we decided that was our topic.
Maybe we should talk about how not to be stressed out. Leslie?
Yeah, so when is the, like, potential date, like a year from now,
probably 6 months. Yeah, okay. But he's got to put in, you know, the top three or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, that's always nerve-wracking.
I know. And like, does anybody ever get number one?
Yeah.
Does that ever happen?
I think people do. Yeah, I think people do. We have before, but
okay.
We don't have a lot of choices either. So
right.
It's like one or two. Which one do you want? Okay.
Right.
So, well, that could be exciting. PCS is always exciting, I think.
Yeah, it is. I mean, both of us are kind of like, man, we need to move. We've been here too long.
Yeah, you guys have been there for how long?
4 years.
That's long.
Yeah, 3.5, I guess. But it'll be 4 by the time we're out of here.
But that's long.
Yeah, but like with the kid, like, because PCSing when you have no children is just y'all. It's fine.
Right.
Just go. But now I'm like school systems and neighborhoods that are safe and all of these things.
It gets extra complicated. It really does. Because I'm kind of going through that too. We are PCSing next year. And yeah, I mean, I'm not stressed because we have a year. So, And I know where we're going. So it's not that big of a deal. And we've been there before. So,
oh, that's nice.
You know, yeah. It makes it easy, but it doesn't make it not stressful. You know, there's always some stress involved in that. But yeah. You're right. I think adding a kid in the mix definitely makes it more stressful, for sure.
It is. So we'll see. And because my mom lives with us now too. So that's like basically another dependent.
That's right.
So I don't know how long.
So would she move with you or would she stay where you guys, like, would she?
Yeah, she'll probably come with us this time and then we should all be on our feet by then and figure it out from there. But yeah, she'll come just to help with Lula for the next couple of years. And then once Lula's in school, it's not as necessary. So.
Well, what are some things that you do to not be stressed out? Like, I know this is a whole different ballgame since you have Lula, but I mean, what, is there anything that you do? Like, do you have a ritual? Are you super organized?
No, I am not super organized. That's the problem. Okay. That's where the chaos starts. So get organized. And there's an app for that.
There is an app for that. Ultimate PCS. Our friend Moni created it. And Maria of Moving with the Military, they created that app.
So but I'm probably going to hit that up.
It's only available for iPhones right now. I know they're coming up with an Android. So since I'm an Android girl, I haven't been able to play with it yet.
No. See, I've got that iPhone.
I know.
Bandwagon. So yeah, I think I'm going to do that. That sounds really helpful. But it won't do anything until we know where we're going. I mean, that's so right now I'm just like, you know, because you're old, you know, like the first thing you're going to do is like start Googling the area and figuring out.
Oh, yeah.
We don't even know yet. It's like, don't even let it be. So
that's the hardest part, too, because you're like, I want to research all of the places and then I want to be able, and then you get like your heart set on one.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, this looks amazing. So do you have like a favorite so far out of your choices?
No, I don't. See, very interestingly enough, I'd actually want to go to Okinawa. I just don't want to go right now.
Right.
I'd like to go like the next tour. But no, I don't really have a favorite because Hawaii is on the table and that's just really far and expensive.
Yeah.
Closer than Japan.
Yeah.
And then Arizona's cool, but there's scorpions.
Actually, where in Arizona? Where is it?
It's in Yuma. That's where the Marine Corps base is.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Actually, I have some great memories from Yuma because when we were in San Diego, one of my best friends growing up lived in Phoenix. My in-laws live in Phoenix too. And so we would drive halfway because Yuma was kind of the halfway point. And we found this awesome little hotel and it's like cheap and it's got little kitchenettes in it. And it's basically like fenced in the entire way around the hotel and they have a pool in the middle and the pool is fenced in as well and there's like grassy area and they do free drinks happy hour from 5 to 7. They have popcorn and free breakfast. So she would bring her two kids and I would pack up Genevieve and like get all of our, so we would get two rooms right next to each other and then we would put the kids to bed and then we would sit out right outside the doors in the grassy area and like hang out and we grill and like go to happy hour because it was all like fenced in so the kids couldn't escape.
Right. Yes. I like when there's fences.
But it was like, we loved it. And if you end up going there, I'll tell you the name of the hotel. It was our favorite and it was super cheap and it just was awesome. It was a really cool place. So.
Yeah. There's actually a Motel 6 somewhere in Arizona when I went from San Diego to Houston and made that drive. Mm-hmm. That was like the coolest Motel 6 I've ever been to. Like they didn't have happy hour, but there was a Mexican restaurant right there. So you could go and you get margaritas and like all the stuff. And the pool was really nice. And it was just like super cute and cheap. And
that's awesome.
Not your average Motel 6. Yeah, it was really great. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do like Arizona. I don't know anything about the school system.
Well, if you go to Yuma, then I will come visit you in Yuma and we can stay at that little hotel. That would be so
Okay.
fun.
Boom. Yes.
But
So yeah, so I'm just trying, it's one of those things where you just don't have any control over it. You
yeah.
have to let it go.
Let
So
it go. Let
yes,
it go.
accepting that is key.
That's the hardest part is
Is yeah.
if you're a control freak, kind of like I sort of kind of am,
Yep, me too.
then
So
that's the hardest part.
we'll see. We'll see. But I don't know.
It'll be fun.
It's gonna be great.
Always an adventure, that's for sure.
So yeah, what about you? Do you have any like stress-free tips?
I don't know. I get kind of psycho when it comes to planning stuff. So, and
Yeah.
I've been really lucky because my husband usually handles everything as far as like, I have never had to do anything for a PCS, honestly.
Oh,
He
nice.
handles all of that, and literally, we work really well together and come up with a plan. But last time we PCS'd from San Diego to here was the very first time that we've actually had the military move us. We've always done
Yeah.
ditty moves, always.
Yes.
And I mean, he's been in the Navy for 16 years, and we've always done ditty. So it was a new experience for us, and it was great. I mean, usually it's me and him like hauling our stuff out
Right,
to the
yeah, me
truck.
too.
So it was nice to have somebody else do it for sure. And honestly, it was a pretty decent experience. I know there's some like horror stories out there,
Yeah.
but we didn't have a really bad experience. I think my advice is just don't like just go with the flow. Like things are going to happen. And just, I mean, just expect that things are going to happen and try to plan as best as you can. I mean,
Right.
and
Yeah,
do
I
it in
think
a
if
way that
you
makes sense to you.
having the expectations that things are going to go wrong is great.
Right.
Because if they go right, then you're pleasantly surprised.
Right. That's kind of sad that you have to go
Yes.
in with that expectation. But
But
you're
when it goes
right.
wrong, then you're like, yeah, okay.
You're
That's
like, this
fine.
actually was great.
Right.
Even though we got
So.
four flat tires, I was expecting to have a complete engine breakdown, and that didn't happen.
Oh my God, that was probably our last move. Well, not the last move before that was one of those every single day something went wrong.
Are
Every
you serious?
day. Oh yes, that was awesome. Like 6 days of things happening because we couldn't get very far because things kept happening. So it took like a 3 day drive took us over like I think 8 days. It
It
was
was
over
like
a
the
week.
Oregon Trail. Like somebody
Right.
had dysentery, somebody got run over by a wagon wheel.
Wow, that sounds rough.
Somebody. Don't you remember Oregon Trail, the game?
No, I don't think I ever played that. I thought you were talking about like the real one.
Well, I am, but
Pioneers.
so you didn't play
I'm like,
Oregon
you knew that that happened. Who documented those things?
Trail? I'm really good at history, right?
Yeah.
I was there.
Right.
No, Oregon Trail, the computer game. That may have been before you were in school.
Maybe.
Yeah, for those of you who know what I'm talking about, Oregon Trail was the awesome video game that you could play, and like you basically decided if you were going to be a banker or a farmer, and then you could choose how many oxen you had and how many like pounds of food, and it was literally like a DOS computer game back in the 80s. And everybody died pretty much all the time. So,
Oh.
because you're going to Oregon on that trail from east to west, and
Yeah.
back in the day, I mean, I would have died.
Yeah, I probably would have been out
I would
also.
have croaked
Yeah.
in the
I
beginning.
the zombie apocalypse, forget it. I'm out.
Right?
Like I'm
Yeah.
not doing all that. That's way too much.
Yeah, I actually saw something. I can't, it was a couple of months ago, and it was like one of those solar powered homes, and they literally had everything in the house, the washer and dryer, the air conditioner, everything was run by solar panels. And I'm like, we need to like get on
Yeah.
that, because if the zombie apocalypse does happen, then people who are in those homes are going to be like, I think the thing that
Right.
I couldn't handle really is the lack of air conditioning. And no running water. That would do me in.
No running water is tough. Like I think we take that for granted big
Yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Because when you don't have it, holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can do that. I actually am fine with no AC. And I'm actually
What?
fine with no running water. It's the zombies is my problem. They're unpredictable. Like I can't deal with them.
Well, they are pretty unpredictable. I think if you have the right tools available
and relentless, like they're on your windows and they just stay there until they can break through.
It doesn't matter how long it takes.
Right. They don't know. They have no I don't know what's up with time. It's time for sleep. Get off my windows.
They're still like banging on the door.
Yeah. So that's, I just can't. But
how did we get here?
The Oregon Trail? That's how we got here. East to west.
We are comparing PCSing to the Oregon Trail. How PCSing is, that's another podcast title episode.
Right?
How PCSing is like the Oregon Trail.
Just hopefully not everybody dies. Because we need to take the death rate down.
Right.
Like 98%.
I think if we just pack the right amount of food and we use the right amount of oxen and stuff, we should be good.
Right. Right.
But you do need to play that game. And you can still play it online. Like, just Google Oregon Trail. You can play it. Yeah.
I should play it.
I've done it before.
See how far. So do you, like, die at a certain point? Like, do they give you the state?
Well, you have to make decisions. Like, it's basically like a decision-making game. Mm-hmm. And they give you money and you have to spend it wisely. And then you go, like, hunting and you have to try to shoot. Like, you really want to shoot a buffalo. But if you shoot a buffalo, it may be too heavy for you to carry on your work.
Right.
On your
where I was going.
So, or you come to a water, and do you want to ferry it, or do you want to pay somebody to put it on their boat, or do you want to just wait till the water goes down? So you have to make decisions throughout the game. It's pretty cool. It's a fun game.
God, that's a lot.
It is a lot, especially when you're 8 years old playing it. That's a lot of
decisions. I feel like I'd be way better at that at 8 than I am now.
You're like, sure, I'll shoot the whole buffalo and stick it on my wagon.
Right. And if you can't, you just give it to other people.
I don't think they give you that option.
What? See, they should. And then you have now done a favor for others who then they'll do a favor for you. That's what you do to get across. You pay them in buffalo instead of money for the ferry guy.
If only it were that simple.
I feel like, see? But not
you have it all figured out.
I know. I'll survive.
I'll be fine. I'll survive. Oh, wow. Well, I hope your PCS decisions go well and everything works out.
I cross the river at the right time. Yeah. It'll all be good. It'll all be good. It's just, I think we all get that anxiety.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's inevitable. It's going to happen. So It's normal. But I want to hear what our listeners do with PCS stress. Like, do you just go with it? Do you take the reins and run with it? Do you kind of let your spouse take care of it? What do you do?
How many of y'all go to the place once you have orders? How do you go there before you are actually moving there to go pick out a house or just to, you know, see what's going on? That's what I want to know.
Have you ever done that? My husband went once when we bought a house, but
no, we haven't done that either.
I've never gone before.
No, I've never gone ahead of time either.
Research.
Mm-mm. But when we had a camper, that made it nice because we could just stay in our camper until we found a place. So we weren't rushed to like rent or to deal with base housing if we didn't like it or like, you know, get stuck with something that we didn't want.
That's a really good idea.
Yo, that was awesome.
Did you sell your camper?
Yeah. Kind of
nuts
situation. Yeah, no kidding. But it just wasn't the right time for us anymore.
Oh, maybe one day you'll have your camper back. I want an RV one day too, but that'll have to be after Navy days, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. My dad just got a brand new one, so I might just borrow it on the way.
Oh.
Dad, listen.
Dad.
I don't know where I'm going to live. Hitting the Oregon Trail.
I'm going on the Oregon Trail.
I hope this can handle my bison.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's ridiculous is what that is.
If you compare the PCSing to the Oregon Trail, though, it makes PCSing seem way easier.
There. That's it. That's all you have to do.
There you go.
You will survive.
At least you don't have to make those crazy decisions. So I guess there is a plus.
Right. Exactly. So yeah. Well, let's keep y'all updated.
Yeah, you'll have to let us know what decisions you make. And I know, you know, it's got to be stressful thinking about all that stuff. So sending you good vibes on all of that stuff. But it's time for us to wrap up, but we have a couple things we need to talk about to tell our listeners about, right?
Right.
Do you want to tell? Yeah. So do you want to tell them about the webinar?
About our webinar. It's going to be so exciting. So Super Purposes is who we have coming up June. What's the date?
26.
June.
Hold on.
It is the 26th.
June 26th at 8 p.m. Eastern.
8 p.m. Eastern. 5 p.m. on the other side of the Oregon Trail.
Yes.
The West. Super Purposes, you guys, what they do is they basically kind of just talk about, well, she's going to give us tips and tricks for interviewing. How to not get ghosted at your next interview, which is great with PCS season coming up because we're all moving and we might have to find another job and all that good stuff. So Julie over there has got some awesome, awesome tips for us. So definitely get registered for that. And we will see you on the 26th.
In person.
Our faces will be there.
Yeah, we will be live on that webinar on the 26th. So to register, you can just go to our Facebook page and register. There's a special event, and the link is in that event. And then also on Instagram, there's a link in our bio that's a link tree, and you go there, and there are several links of what we have going on, and the link to register, is there. And it's free. It's free, and they're going to give you some fantastic information about how, once you get the interview, how to stand out and actually get to that next level, how to level up. I think you said that one
level
time,
Leslie. Up.
How to level up.
Yes.
So you don't want to miss it. And we actually, this podcast episode is going to release after we release our secret episode about this webinar. And go back to the June 14th release and take a listen to that episode. And Julie is on that episode with us just talking about her program and the webinar. And it's super awesome. You don't want to miss it.
Yes.
And then just kind of a quick mention, we have been working with a company called Peanut, which is an app. It's available to both Android and iPhone, and it's Peanut. Just go to the Google Play Store or the iTunes Store and download Peanut, and it's basically like Tinder for moms.
Right. It's where you find friends.
You can find friends. And so we are working with Peanut to put on a really cool event in Atlanta. We only have 40 tickets available. They're going to be free, and we're going to have a ladies' night out, and we're going to have childcare available, and it's all free.
Yes.
But there's only 40 tickets available, and you get to participate in a live podcast recording with us.
It's going to be so good, you guys.
We are super excited. Details are coming, but we are looking for folks who are interested in participating as swag bag sponsors, or if you want to sponsor a specific piece of it, like maybe the kids' room, maybe you want to donate toys to the kids' room or something like that. Or if you want to be an overall event sponsor too, you can definitely contact us for that. So just shoot us an email, hello@millspousecoffeehouse.com, or if you want tickets, if you're interested in tickets, just let us know. If we have it available, we'll let you know. We are inviting some folks, and then we'll have some available after the invitations go out for the general public, and we really want you all to come if you're nearby.
Yes, please do,
because we want to meet you and we want you to be on the podcast. It'll be so fun.
Yeah, I can't wait for this. And I don't know if you heard, there's free childcare.
Right? Free childcare, free ladies' night out, free giveaways, free swag bags. The event is free.
Yes. So you just got to get there and pay for your hotel if you want to stay with us.
Yeah. And we're staying. Everything's going to be at the same location. The ladies' night out's going to be walking distance away from the hotel. So it's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
Check out those two things, Super Purposes webinar on the 26th, and then let us know if you're interested in the Peanut event. And if you can't come or you can't participate in the Peanut event, definitely download their app. They're really awesome. Yeah.
It is really cool. That's cool.
I already made a friend, and we're meeting up soon, so I'm really excited. So it's a great way to meet other moms, and not just military spouse moms, but other moms that you match with.
Yeah, that you match with. It is cool. Y'all check it out. We'll give you some more details on the app specifically later.
Yeah, more details coming soon on that event. So as always, thank you for listening to our podcast. We're so happy you're with us.
Thank you. Have a great day. Happy PCS season.
Happy PCS season. We hope you survive the Oregon Trail.
Right.
Have a great day, y'all. Until next time.